Baby has graduated. She walked across the stage just as God promised me she would on Wednesday night. So that was victory for my family. And like I said, I'm here today, a recovering drug addict, a reborn Christian, walking in the light of God so that I can be a role model to the generation that's coming behind me. This devotion is inspired by Job 14, 1 and 2. Man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He springs up like a flower and withers away like a fleeting shadow. He does not endure. So that brought up, for some reason, something that my mother told me when we first moved on 36 in Townsend. There used to be a lot of wildflowers growing in the alley. And I would ask her, what is that? What is that? You know, she'd say, oh, that's wild mustard. And I saw this big, glorious, strong flower, biggest flower. I'm 7 years old, so I thought it was the biggest, prettiest tree I've ever seen. But she said it was a sunflower. Okay. And she said, and I said, well, what are all the little black things? And she said, well, those are seeds, and if they're smart enough, they'll fall on the ground, and they'll lay dormant until next winter, and they'll sprout up again so that they can give you their glory again to just smile down on you. So this devotion is called Sunflower. Sunflower stands so tall, reaching out with arms like a face, haloed with bright yellow. Never do you frown as the heat beats down on the sun, beaming upon you. You shine. You reach up to glory all summer long, and before you fall, you leave this world the seeds of the knowledge you have had endured so that your splendor can be shared by the following generations. And that's my purpose in life right now, is to learn the word, listen to the word, guide my life by the word, and work the word. And I had a sister here, and I believe it's this young lady with the light blue pants on, request a song from me. One More River to Cross, or I believe it's titled Crossing the Jordan River. I'm still researching that song for you, and I will bring it to you as soon as I can. But I don't know why y'all want to keep on hearing me preaching. I keep telling you I'm an orator, not a singer, but I did bring a song for her.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seeing no one care. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain, and erase the shame. Have your way. Lord, I'm here to stay.
your way. Hey, Lord.
You promised me you would hear my feelings.
Because since I have brought the Lord into my life, not every day has been a great day for me, but every day has been a blessed day for me. I look at these young folks every day, as it gets hotter and hotter outside, it seems like they get troubled, and they get upset, and they get impatient. And I told Pastor Tom, I said, you know, I'm sitting in my yard in the sunshine, and this heat feels good to me. I said, I think I finally figured it out. I think half of these folks got one foot in the hellfire and the other one on a banana peel. So when a little sunlight shine on them, it don't feel good to them like it do to us Christians. It sting them a little bit more than it do us. So y'all have a blessed day. And we're going to have